This is the Living Lutheran magazine for October 2022. We begin, as usual, with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. It's entitled, Marking 500 Years. As a pastor's kid, it's not surprising that I had ready access to Bibles growing up, and today I still have a few versions on my shelf, including the one handed out to 35,000 attendees at the 1994 ELCA Youth Gathering in Atlanta. But my favorite is a children's Bible that has to be opened with care because the cover is hanging by a thread and packing tape. It's special because it was a gift from my brothers. This year, it's also a reminder of another gift that Martin Luther gave the world 500 years ago. It was in 1522 that Luther, who believed that all people should have access to the Word of God, finished translating the New Testament into the German language. To mark this anniversary and Reformation Day, this month's lead feature tells the story of his September Testament. Now, 500 years later, we continue to live out the words of God in our daily lives. You can see that in this issue, where we share stories of people showing their love for God and for our neighbors. We talk about racism. We celebrate the rich heritage of indigenous people. We care for creation and create something new out of closures and accompany refugees and churches overseas, as well as learn and create community together. Luther said, if you picture the Bible to be a mighty tree and every word a little branch, I have shaken every one of these branches because I wanted to know what it was and what it meant. Thanks to Luther, we can shake those branches too.